Hey, it's Tim Slover from KUER. Hear Me Now is a project we started with a nonprofit called Nurture the Creative Mind in Ogden. Amir Jackson oversees it. They do music, photography, art, all with teenagers. They wanted to do a podcast next, and we wanted to help. Amir says, and I agree with him, that teenagers are worth listening to. Their voices matter now. So we handed over the microphone to five young people, asked them to pick who they wanted to talk to, and what they wanted to talk about. You'll hear conversations about local history, depression, diversity, childhood, and community theater.
From Nurture the Creative Mind and KUER, I am Ryan Gimble. Hear me now. If you could see the world again, like you did when you were a kid, would you try it? I wanted to get closer insight into that part of all of our lives, where we all could be really free. So I talked with my friend Piper about childhood and where we feel wonder today.
I hung out with my dad a lot. My mom was more on a different part of the spectrum than me. She always kind of wanted me to be a little bit more girly, but I was constantly outside catching bugs because all I had was a brother. Kiefer would dress me up in a baseball cap and put me in his big baggy clothes, and we would call me Johnny, and I'd run around the neighborhood and he'd be like, "This is my little brother, Johnny," when really it was just me, Piper, hanging out in my older brother's clothes looking like a doofus. We always kept secrets for each other. We would always hang out with each other. I'd even sneak off to his room during the school year and have sleepovers in his room with him, and we'd hang out and build blanket forts and tell stories, and he'd always scare me and tell me ghost stories and freak me out, and then we would just be kids. It made me feel more grown up and safer to be around bigger, taller, stronger people. He was my safe space. I'm a very moldable person. I get a lot of other people's traits if I hang out with them too long, and he always tries to get me to make my best decisions. He kind of made a trail for me to follow throughout life. He was my best friend. My older brother has moved out to his own house. He has his own friends, a girlfriend. Like, he's doing his own thing. He has his own job, and he's being an adult. He's being a functioning member of society. I still feel like we're still best friends. He's always gonna be there for me.
I am Ryan Gimble, and this is Hear Me Now.